The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right. Hello and welcome, everyone. Lovely to be with you to practice together. So for the theme for this evening or morning or afternoon, whatever time zone you're in, for this session, the theme I like to choose is begin again, begin again, begin again, begin again with kindness, begin again with letting go, begin again with non-judgment, begin again. We spend so much time looking back. Oh, I wish I hadn't spent those hours doing X, Y, and Z, or wasting time, or hadn't done this, or I hadn't said that, or, you know, wish, or perhaps regretting in a way. So this practice is especially helpful for those times that we're looking back. We're not in the present anymore. We're throwing perfectly good minutes, perfectly good moments of being alive and having agency, these perfectly good moments, we are throwing them out the window after the moments that perhaps we were unskillful or quote unquote wasted, whatever that means. So begin again. This is a perfect moment. Just begin again right here, right now, with kindness, with patience, with whatever is needed. Begin again right here. Don't waste more precious human minutes, precious moments after the moments that are already gone. It's kind of madness, right? It's like throwing perfectly good moments under the bridge. So that's the invitation, and I'll have some specific ways of entering into this. I guess I've spoken a little bit about it, but there's more nuance to what I want to invite us to practice with. So let's begin. Let's begin again, again and again. Let's begin again. So arriving in this moment, in this body. And considering that every moment is a new arrival. Every moment is a new arrival, is the theme of this practice. Beginning, arriving again and again and again. So in this moment, let's arrive. Together, on our own. Arrive in this body and begin afresh, as if this is a fresh moment presented to us with all its possibility, like it is spring. Spring has sprung in this fresh moment. Arriving in this moment fully with our bodies. Turning the gaze inward. Turning the gaze towards the body. First, infusing the body. Letting it be infused. Yeah, not so much of an active verb. But letting the body be infused with awareness. Non-judgmental awareness, infusing the body. Non-judgmental awareness infusing, especially anywhere in the body that needs more care. Simply knowing. Not in an attempt to try to fix or change or control. Simply non-judgmentally know. How is this body? Spending some time knowing the breath that's infusing the body. And infusing, letting the heart and mind be infused with awareness, with kind, non-judgmental awareness. Knowing what is the state of the heart right now. What's arising, what's needed. The state of the heart mind. In any moment, and we find ourselves lost, or telling a story, narrative, past, future, simply, cheerfully, begin again. Don't waste any moments chastising yourself. Why was I distracted or bad yogi or whatever? No need. Simply begin again. This is a fresh moment. This is a fresh moment. Inhabit this moment fully. Arrive fully right here. Begin again, cheerfully, happily, wholeheartedly. Begin again. Fully, fully in this moment, stretching out your arms, your heart in this moment, not the last one. This present moment, this now, is all we ever know, all we can ever experience. This is all we have. This is all we are. We are time. This moment is all we are. So begin again, fully. Completely. In this expansive, finite, infinite. Presence. Begin again and again and again. And every moment, begin again. Begin again. Freshly begin again. And as we arrive to the end of this period of meditation, can we begin again? Can we begin again? May your practice be of benefit to all beings everywhere in ways we cannot fathom. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So, yeah, nice to be with you. Nice to practice together. Nice to begin again and again and again. And yeah, there's so much to say about beginning again. So maybe as a part of my practice report, I'll share with you that I was beginning again and again tonight. We were visited by multiple, actually by three different, what are they called, Zoom bombers in chat that I was handling while meditating and while leading meditation. And as I dealt with them, like, there was a little bit of energy, like, oh my God, okay, what do I do? I'm going to close the meeting, enable waiting room and all of that. And then as I'd done everything I had done, I was like, okay, well, let go, begin again. Whew. It was just such a, it was wonderful that this was the theme tonight, because I could let go of all the busyness in the background, trying to get rid of them, and they kept changing their names and all that. Anyway, so I just began again and continue to practice with you, which was lovely. So it's just nice to begin again, isn't it? Instead of worrying and spending anxious moments after what has already happened. So that's my practice report. Now we have the chance to be in small groups together and explore for our own sake our practice. What's arising for us? What was this practice like? What does it mean for us to begin again? And maybe just one other thing I wanted to add to this note of beginning again is, Sometimes if we are ruminating on something and it's not helpful, it's especially a good time to begin again. But and it doesn't mean begin again doesn't mean that we, if there's something unskillful we did, that we don't have remorse and we just forget about it. This is not what I mean by this practice, clearly. Wholesome remorse, making amends, doing what's appropriate is absolutely appropriate. It's just those cycles that we waste, trying to undo a past that cannot be undone. Having spent hours perhaps on social media or whatever it is, you can't undo it, but you can learn from it. To first, you can stop beating yourself up, begin again, become embodied, kindness, presence, and make intentions for moving forward. So with that, moving into breakout groups, the invitation is, what does begin again mean to you? What does this practice mean to you? What arose tonight? Exploring this, each person offering a nugget. Let's go reverse alphabetical order, offering a nugget, exploration for your own sake. And then each person exploring for their own sake and going round and round a few times. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. Begin again. Begin again, 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 with kindness, with non-judgment, with presence, as you show up for yourself and for others in the small groups. Okay, so I am going to open the rooms now. Wait, hold on. There we go. Okay, opening the rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And questions, comments? Richard.
I've been working on recently extending my attention span. And, one of the things I notice is that when I'm enjoying what I'm doing, it's easier to stay focused longer than when. I mean, tonight I really enjoyed, I did a standard phrase, metaphrases meditation, and I just loved it. I'm one of the, I finally got to the point that we're actually love the metaphrases, and because of that, I was upset when, I didn't want the meditation to end when you rang the bell.
Great.
I don't know, do we go out of our way to have fun doing what we're doing? If it's meditation or what anything else, activity we're involved in?
Oh, I'm just loving the question. This is so great. So Richard, this is exactly it. I mean, what you stumbled upon is really the key to meditating, is to enjoy it. It's not a grim duty, right? Us as teachers, we keep saying it, enjoy, open to joy, open to delight, enjoy. And you're like, so here you're bringing it into the space, which I so appreciate. Yes, absolutely. Joy, open to delight in meditation, in life, in whatever you're doing. But that's only one part of it. The other part of it, that's one side of the coin. Okay, that's very important. Yes, absolutely. But it's not complete. What's the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin is, when something ends, let go. Because if you get too like, oh, I enjoy it so much, I love it, then you get upset and angry and resentful. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Then practice has gone out the window. Love what you do and then let it go when it ends. That's the depth of practice. That's the koan I would like to invite you to practice with.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Delighted you're enjoying it so much. Those phrases, yay. Great. Other reflections, other Oops. This just got turned around. Is that better now? My sound probably just improved. Oh boy. Okay. Jessica.
Hi there.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you. This was very insightful this evening. The things that came up, it was dynamic. The first was, oh, what a relief of I can begin again. And then there was the other side of, oh my gosh, there are things that I keep beginning again, and beginning again, and beginning again. And it almost feels like an excuse, like, oh, wow, I'll just begin again. And then so, and that's unhelpful. That type of beginning again, I'm finding unhelpful. And I think my question is alluding to kind of breaking that cycle, instead of just beginning again with those unworkable type of habits, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I appreciate you making this nuanced distinction, and it would help me if it's okay if you if it's okay to give a little more clarity, example, or something if it feels comfortable, like so that I'm tracking you better.
Yeah. So it could be cravings. Maybe it's like coffee, or maybe like food things, or anything like that. So, or even like binging TV on a regular basis. So I'm talking about some of those like habitual patterns that I'm trying to break.
Ah, yeah. Okay, great. So what I'm understanding you say is that in some cases it feels, wholesome to let go, begin again. And then in some cases, if, for example, say we've been binging on, the latest, whatever, Netflix show, and it's like, oh, I don't want to do that again. Okay, I'm going to begin again. I'm going to do my work. But then doing that again, is that when it becomes unhealthy? Is that like not making a break, or help me understand more where you're taking this begin again to be unhelpful? Oh, wait, here, there you go.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
You're unmuted.
Yeah. So what ends up happening is I'll just use binging Netflix. And I don't do the things that are really important to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm instead choosing to do these things that are, mindless. They're unwholesome. I know it might be a little dramatic for, binging Netflix, but it's wasting time, kind of like what you're speaking to earlier. The earlier talk is wasting that time when I could be doing these other things that are really fulfilling, but
yeah,
I don't.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I appreciate you bringing this up. What is the, the question becomes, what is the helpful relationship? So I think there are a couple of stages here. One is, say, if we have already spent, again, go back to the binging example, binging on Netflix. Is it helpful to berate ourselves for the rest of the day or night or the next few days? Like, oh, you're no good. You have no, it's like begin again. Just begin again. Just dropping that. It's not helpful to keep berating ourselves, right? Because that berating and that feeling bad makes us feel so bad that then we try to seek comfort in things that are not helpful. Right, it's a sense of right. It's instead of thinking that we're being helpful, we're actually cutting ourselves down, right? In a way, that berating it weakens our, we need more comforting. Oh, we feel so bruised. That's what I'm looking for. We feel so bruised because we've beat ourselves up that then we seek comfort again, perhaps in more time wasting things, right? Because so the mind can seek comfort in those ways. So be aware of that, that if that is happening. So the begin again idea can help to bring the sense of uprightness, to bring a sense of integrity, not to see ourselves as this person that keeps failing. And then there, of course, there are a lot of ways to try to set up small goals, right? Small goals, small change habit patterns. And I'm trusting actually by now you've heard of the book Atomic Habits and the Vera. If you haven't, I would highly, highly, okay, well, so it's become a phenomenon, this book, Atomic Habits. Highly recommend reading it. And it's since you're speaking about habit patterns, it really talks about practical ways. And I think it's dharmic because it talks about practical ways that we can change and shift our habit patterns. And when we have those practical tools, then the psychological tool of, okay, begin again. Don't waste time berating. Don't waste time, belittling yourself so that, again, you continue to seek comfort. So those are a couple of things I would recommend. And then the last thing I recommend, especially with this, not just for you, but for everyone, for myself included, and this is something that is part of my practice, my daily practice, is mindfulness of death. Because when we really realize we don't have much time, really, really realize we don't have much time, then wasting the little time that we have, it makes no sense. It's like madness. So it's, our befriending our finitude is really the bitter pill, but it's the strongest pill against wasting time. When we bring the scarcity of our time to our consciousness instead of, well, I've got time, I've got time. You know, sometimes we live our lives as if we have infinite time and we don't. So how does that land, Jessica?
That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for raising the questions. Still have time if there are any reflections, questions, anything else about Begin Again. That was really good. I'm glad Jessica brought those up because there's so many nuances to Begin Again. How it can be skillful and sometimes maybe not skillful. Just throw it out. Dawn.
Yeah, Nikki, I just wanted to say that the topic was right on topic, right on, perfect for me. So I just want to say thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm delighted. Glad to hear that. Thanks. And Colin.
I'd like to agree with Dawn that the topic is like right on for me too. But I was just doing test questions to study for a nursing boarding exam, and that exact thing came up for me today. I was doing questions, and when I'm doing like really bad, I tend to get so frustrated and I start breaking the whole thing. I just start messing over and over again. But today, for whatever reason, it was like I meditated before, so that probably has something to do with it. But I was like, just no matter what happened at the last one, or I missed like five in a row, I would just be like, all right, I'm on this one. I'm just cutting that part out. Like, and it's like begin again. And so, but I think like somebody who, like me, who has this like really harsh self-critic, inner critic, really needs to hear that and needs, like you said, not to waste time beating myself up, because I've done it for years and shit don't work. It just doesn't fucking work. So yeah, it was really helpful for me. Thanks.
That is so great. Thank you, Colin. Thanks so much for your practice report and also how that has come up for you, was coming up for you today organically. And good luck studying for your exam and passing the nursing exam. We need more nurses like you who meditate and are really aware of their internal, external state and cultivating kindness. Yay. Good luck with that. That's fantastic. Cultivating kindness internally, just as important, right? Because the way that you're treating yourself, kindness to yourself is the sandbox of cultivating kindness for others when other people mess up. And we all mess up all the time. It's just part of being human. So great. Right on time. Right on time. These practices are right on time. Well, dear ones, So good to be with you and practice with you. And maybe I'll also share that for me also this was timely, and I had a very full day. That there were many things I wanted to get done, and there were many other things I got done, but I didn't get to the thing I really wanted to do. So this evening I thought, oh, I didn't do what I really wanted to get done today. And I thought, it's okay. Just begin again. Instead of worrying about what you didn't get done today, let it go. Begin again. So it's, we can use this in so many different ways. We're always, always practicing ourselves. So with that, thank you so much for your practice, for cultivating your hearts and minds with kindness and presence for the sake of ourselves and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to invite you all, if you would, unmute yourself. Okay, let's see. Yes, here we go for our cacophonous goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.